Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Awakening with Katina Love. Today is Sunday, February 14th, 2016. Happy Valentine's Day to you all. I am your host and your spiritual life coach and your wellness coach. You can connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/ Katina, K-A-T-I-N-A, dot love, L-O-V-E, the number 8. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the show to share your journey to higher consciousness and to promote your life's purpose and your business in the healing arts, or to share your wellness products and services, I would love to speak with you. I can be reached at 248-820-1563. And my email is Lotus, L-O-T-U-S, Life, L-I-F-E, the number 8, at yahoo.com. On the show, you will hear the story of an intuitive who achieved unconditional love and inner peace without any outside guidance after living a life of anger and pain. Joshua Waitman spent the majority of his life living in the dark, always feeling it was him against the world. The more he tried to fit in, the more he failed, including two marriages and several business attempts. Countless failed attempts with experts and coaches, mentors, healers, you name it. He was ready to leave this world at that time. Then he commanded to know his purpose on this planet. 2 weeks, he received his answer while listening to Greg Braden explain global consciousness. Through a long process of healing and self-realization, he attained inner peace and felt complete love for all beings, both past and present, and was divinely guided to experience a path of blind faith by leaving his family, friends, and possessions to travel the country and serve wherever he felt led to, allowing the universe to provide his every need. Without a job, car, or business. Joshua, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today. How are you?
I am feeling very blessed in the moment. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being a guest today. It is truly an honor to share this time space with you as you bring in the higher energies to the planet. So thank you once again. So I just wanted to start out by asking you, what led you to this path of enlightenment? What is your story? What led you to that point where you wanted to tune in to the love within you?
Going back to the year 2009, I was working 20 hours a day, 7 days a week, attempting to build a business that was already successful before my friend and business partner and I purchased it, and it wasn't working. And I was seeking guidance and assistance and mentoring and coaching, and I've gone every direction of very successful people who know exactly what to do to guide people. And what was funny was, and interesting, was that when I connected with people, I was giving them information and guidance that was resulting in transformations almost overnight. And yet the same information I shared with them, I applied and it didn't work. My body was physically shutting down, like to the point where it wasn't operating hardly at all. I was in pain almost the entire time. And I was medically separated from the army. My family disowned me. Well, my father, because of an investment deal that went sour, and I was blamed for it. So I had nothing to live for. I was fighting to breathe, to stay alive. And I finally just had enough. And in August, late August of 2009, I knew that if I went another few months in the same speed that I was going at, my body couldn't handle it. So I finally just, after begging and praying and pleading, I finally put my foot down and I said, God, you have a choice to make. If you still want me here, if my soul still has a reason to be in this life, it can't be this way. You must show me while I'm here, why I am here. You must show me a reason to keep living, a Otherwise, I fear my body will not make it past this year. And I basically gave up. I surrendered. I basically said, it doesn't really matter what happens, because by the end of the year, if things don't change, I'm out of here anyway. Not that I was attempting to commit suicide, but my body was literally shutting down in all levels. It was painful to sit, stand, sleep, do anything for any period of time. And as far as any direction, I've already sought out everything I could imagine. I read, I watched, I listened to anything of spiritual guidance, anything of ascended masters, or anything that would give me any bit of hope. And since nothing was working, I surrendered it all. And that's when, a couple of weeks later, I was led to what we know as global consciousness, that when 10,000 people feel peace in their heart consistently, peace exists on the planet because it balances the energies. And I just promised God that day, September 11, 2009, God, I will bring you 10,000 of your children that feel peace consist as a whole, and then I will leave. And it's led me to now.
Oh, my God. That is so beautiful. That is amazing. That is truly amazing. It's funny you mentioned 2009, because that was the time when I started awakening and noticing how my shift in consciousness was taking place within me.
Yes.
And so that's awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So, 2009, just to share really quick, 2009 was where the energies were aligned, that many of what we know as light workers, or the souls that came to bring in light to the world, bring in change, to create new standards and systems, that's when many souls had the opportunity to leave the planet and assist on the other side, or to stop doing things the old way and begin to wake up, remember their gifts, their tools, their what they came here to do, so that they could show up and assist in that space where we are right now with the ascension process.
Well, that's amazing. That is really amazing. So can you tell us how we can tune into that light frequency? How can we tune in more?
What I've come to understand and believe and know in every fiber of my being is that every one of us has light moving through us at different frequencies, different speeds in every moment. And the higher we vibrate, the faster we vibrate, the more light and information moves through us. We are conduits, we are channels of information and energies to assist this world. And the way that I achieved my awareness and my vibrational state that I'm at now is I had to forgive. Mm-hmm. I chose to forgive everyone and everything that has ever harmed me. I chose to forgive myself for yelling at God my entire life. I chose to forgive the most extreme conditions that the planet's ever faced. And I chose to, after forgiving it and letting it go, I chose to fill the experience or the story, the memory, back up with love, to find the good or production in each moment. So the way to tune in is basically to, one, stop living the old way and just surrender. When we surrender, we automatically start allowing more energies and information to flow through. When we stop doing things the way we were told as children and just allow the higher guidance to guide us, even if we can't hear it, we will automatically be going in that direction.
That is amazing and powerful. Wow.
Yes.
So can you lead us into a short meditation on today?
Sure. Oftentimes people will go through a 20-minute meditation or even a 10-minute meditation. However, again, when I first started meditating, it took 10 seconds of my attention before my thoughts were just going so quickly that it took me out of meditation. And a lot of people think meditation is closing the eyes, quieting the mind. You can meditate while you walk. You can meditate while you're sipping wine, looking at a sunset. Anything that will relax your mind and your thoughts from all those fears and limiting beliefs is allowing that meditation to occur. allowing your brain to slow down. So let's just go through a very short meditation to show you how quick and simple it is. And whether you're a beginner or advanced, on some level, you know how to reach this level. All we're doing is peeling away the layers. So as we do this together, you will forever be easier to move through this process. So I just invite you to close your eyes for a moment. And it's not about stopping your thoughts or controlling them. Let them show up, but let them go. And just allow yourself to let go of what you think you have to do, where you think you have to be, what you think you have to become. What if your only gift in this world to truly be you, when you're angry, when you're happy, when you're in joy, when you're in moments of discomfort? What if it doesn't matter what business, product, service, company you're involved with? What if it doesn't matter where you live in the world? What if the greatest gift you can ever offer this world is you, authentic you, not about pretending, but just to be you in every moment and to be real when you feel emotions, to safely express them like a child would, get it out of your system, and then fill back up with love? What if you, the greatest version of what you could potentially become, is already within you? And the more you follow your passions, the more you follow your joys, the more you follow your happiness, the easier, on some level, yes, there are challenges and obstacles, but the easier it is to achieve your greatest potential. And what if in every single moment, no matter what it looks like or feels like, every single moment of your life is assisting you to reach your greatest potential? All stories, memories, visions, all words, actions of every person, and every moment, every step, every breath, it's assisting you to grow, heal, and learn, because this is what we all have come here to do, to grow, heal, and learn individually and together. And just in that short message and transmission of energies, if you allow yourself, you're already raising your vibrations to a higher level. You're already either feeling tingling, maybe sensations in the body. Maybe there's some fear coming up. Maybe there's excitement. Maybe there's peace. But you're already able to receive higher guidance more clearly. So that is one way to offer a meditation for this group today.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I feel so much more at ease and just more centered as you just sitting there,
yes,
going through that meditation. So that is very powerful. Very powerful. So today being Valentine's Day, a lot of people, I am single and I'm very grateful for this time because I get to really get in tune with myself and who I am and to really love on myself more. I was blessed with the gift of selfishness from a child because I went through some challenges with my health, and everyone had to cater to me and my family, all my sisters and brothers and my parents, of course. So I learned to be selfish. And what I do with that now is I just really take that and just really love on myself more and just really love and love and love on myself as much as possible every given moment. I'm pampering myself. I'm giving myself those messages of love and, you know, the feeling, the emotion of love, and just really embracing who I am as a spiritual being. So I'm in this space of being single, and I know how to go within now because of my, you know, meditating and really seeking out truth, you know, kind of similar to your path. I haven't been through everything you've been through, but just I came on this path with, I just wanted to know more. I was just hungry for knowledge and just hungry for spirit. And my advice to anyone is just really to tune in to who you are if you are single right now. Love is with inside of you. What advice would you have for people who are single and seeking a mate at this time?
This is beautiful, but before we share this, I'm really inspired to share something with you.
Sure.
Oftentimes when somebody says, I am love, they can feel it to some extent. When somebody says, I love you, they may or may not feel it depending on where the heart space is. But 2016 for you, you may be realizing that Katina's not the vibration of what you're bringing to the planet anymore. You may realize that you may start and see if you can feel into this as I'm saying this and let me know if it feels accurate or not. But you may start introducing yourself as, hi, I am love, and that is my gift to this world. This is you. You may be moving away from Katina and more to the vibrations of love.
I really am feeling that. I really am resonating with that. And
last time I mentioned something. Yes. The last time I mentioned that, I met somebody, and I forgot the birth name, but I told her, your new name is Peace. And now she introduces herself to everybody, I am Peace. And that's exactly what she embodies for this world in her own way. This is exactly what she intentions to bring in. So let's speak of this romance.
Sure.
It really is this simple. Everybody has already experienced enough of this world to know what they want and do not want to some level in a romantic partner, in a romantic relationship. It's no longer about the physical experience alone, which is where humanity has been going for a very long time. This is about attracting and allowing a partner that is going to walk with us in this journey, both individually and as a couple. So this is a spiritual and physical romantic relationship. So this is an energy who is willing to be a mirror for the fears and old thought patterns and old emotions that an individual is still carrying within them, and being able to work together in healing and clearing any thought patterns that is resisting love and light to flow through. So if somebody were to come to me and say, Joshua, really quick, what advice would you give? It really is so simple as what you believe becomes. So if you're saying, Joshua, I would love to be in a romantic relationship where every Friday night we go to the movies, enjoy a beautiful movie together, and then go out to dinner afterwards and talk about what we took from this movie. What did we learn? What did we heal from? What are the points that we'd like to implement into our own life? Then my advice is simple. Every Friday, go to a movie. Feel the energy of your partner there. Maybe you're holding their hand. Maybe you're doing, you know, whatever feels comfortable for you. Then go out to dinner. Imagine speaking to this individual and having those conversations. The more emotions you feel, the stronger the emotions, the faster the results. Act as if you're already in that relationship. However, it's also important to know, whatever was not healed from previous relationships will reveal itself. So it may be that you already are connected with your divine partner. You just don't see it or feel it or know it yet because there's still a lot of healing to do. But the best thing I could offer advice besides that is what you just said. Love yourself so fully and completely, no matter what, that the world must reflect it back to you.
Because we attract what we are.
Absolutely.
And that's why I'm so grateful right now, Joshua, to be single, because as I grow more spiritually and spread my wings further in my life purpose, which is leading and guiding healing artists to be the best version of themselves. As I expand my horizons and to grow this radio show here and to do the empowerment work with healing artists, I'm just grateful for this time because I'm learning, I'm growing, I'm teaching, and then I'm learning and growing some more, and then I'm teaching more. It's just a beautiful space to be in now that I am single, because each and every day I am realizing how much more I'm growing. And the more that I work on myself, the better version that partner is going to be. So we have a partner in our vibrational vortex, so to speak. And that partner is in the vortex, and it will always be there. And the more we raise our vibration, I mean, the partner is not ever going to go away. There's more than one. There's like several that we could choose from. But whatever vibration we're at, that's the type of person we're going to attract. So we have to look at ourselves and say, are we at that point where we want someone who's like we are? And like you were saying, Joshua, if we have any issues, you know, from previous relationships that we haven't let go, then they're going to show up again in another person. So you just have to ask yourself, are you happy with what you're attracting? And if the answer is yes, then it's time for you to connect with that person. If the answer is no, you don't like what's showing up, you need to work on yourself some more. That's been my experience. So, again, I'm happy in the space I'm in. So I'm just going to keep being happy and loving on myself. And the more I do that, the more I'll be at that place where I can say, yes, I'm happy, totally happy where I am right now, and, yes, I'm ready for my partner. Yeah. Otherwise, it's worth it to stay single and just, you know, work in your purpose, you know, hang out with friends, you know, go to spiritually enlightening events and things like that and connect with other like-minded people. There's so many ways to stay busy and to stay and be content without that mate. But we don't want to think in terms of being without. We want to think in terms of, I'm happy in the space I'm in. We're not without a partner. We're just happy and full in our singlehood. That's what I can say.
There is one thing to share with that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because the energies are speeding up so much in the end of 2015, beginning of 2016, so many systems breaking down that no longer serve, relationships coming to an end with people, with businesses, with jobs, with so many different things, that if we were to attract a romantic partner, because we're shifting so fast, they couldn't stay in our vibrational field long.
I know. And then, you're so right.
So that's something to be aware of. And the other piece is there are times where we're vibrating a certain experience and the other components of that have not reached that level of vibrations. So this is why we continue to claim what we've already created vibrationally. And someone or something will align either that experience or something equivalent to it. So it could be that we might be vibrating our divine romantic experience, but the other partner hasn't reached that level who has decided on a soul level to say, yes, I'll take that role. So we just keep moving forward, keep vibrating it, keep working on ourselves, and eventually, with very, very little effort, when it's divine for the both partners, when it's divine for the world, when it's for the highest good of all, it just happens almost instantly.
Absolutely. You don't even have to look for it. It just comes.
No.
And you'll know it. You'll feel it. It'll just feel right.
Yes. Oftentimes we feel them in our energy field before they show up. I had a partner who really opened my eyes to what a romantic relationship could be. And I felt her in my field of energy a few weeks before she showed up. And when she showed up, I did not recognize it at first. But after a day or two of being in her field, there was a single moment after about 3 hours of us connecting with each other. I felt the exact emotions that I was feeling in my field a few weeks earlier. That's how I knew this is the universe's way of saying this physical form of what you've been feeling energetically for so long, for a few weeks. So that's another way to know, because the energy will match it and you'll just remember that experience.
That's beautiful. That is so beautiful. So we really have to be ready. You know, we say you want a partner.
Yes.
I know, I desire a partner. But we have to be ready. You know, be careful what you ask for, because it will show up. it's just the appointed time, you know, the alignment. And so it's interesting that you said that we have experiences that match the vibration that we're in. So, I mean, some people, a mate isn't for everyone. You really have to decide, is that truly what you want? I mean, we don't have to put labels on things. I'm at the point now where I'm not even sure if I want to say I want a husband or a marital spouse. I want a partner. Mm-hmm. I think I want a life partner. But, you know, studying, you know, with Abraham Hicks, it's like this. You know, when you reach a certain level of enlightenment, do you really want a partner? Do you, have to really ask yourself that person, or do you want a companion? Do you want partnership? But what I've learned is to really, like you were saying earlier, allow someone to be individual and also with you in a relationship, to really just, I am detaching from, I don't have attachments. And what I mean by that is I'm in this space where I'm not in the same mindset as before when I was in a long-term relationship. I don't own this person. They don't owe me this or that. You know what I mean? It's like I'm okay with sharing them with their friends or the world or other people who are in their circle because I don't own them, and I don't expect to get everything I need from one partner. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is you have people in your life for different reasons and seasons as well. So if we say we want a partner, okay, I'm going to be with them for 50 years, I stop doing that, say I'm going to grow old with someone because I don't know where spirit is going to take me. So all I can say is I'm going to be the best partner I can be to you as I dedicate myself to my work and to spirit, being in alignment with spirit. And, you know, let's see how it goes. I like you pretty good. Let's see how it goes.
That's why they say live in the moment.
Live in the moment. Live in the moment. And really, you know, we can cancel out being heartbroken by not putting expectations on people and things. You know, we can put expectations on ourselves, but we release that pressure from putting it on a partner when we can just really rely on ourselves for our own happiness. So really, that's pretty much where I am. And it's a beautiful thing. This is the only way that I would have a partner come into my life, a love, romantic relationship, is if this person is on my path. There is no settling. There is no settling, no loneliness. Oh, I got to have somebody. I'm not there. This person has to be in alignment with the work, the spiritual work that I am doing and my dedication to spirit. The person must be on the same path to even be considered. So we really have to set our standards.
It's simple for me because I know that part of my reason of incarnating time is because my soul hasn't really experienced raising a family before. It's always put mission above self. So for me, it's about allowing another beautiful soul to rise in love with me and complement each other and work together in support for whatever we are guided to do. And for me, I allow the universe to work with and through me, and I just allow things to happen instead of the old system. So this individual would most likely either right away or very soon come to understand this individual thinks differently. They literally are in the flow, and they are in higher service, and it's communication is very, very important because, yes, on a soul level, you can say, let's dance together for a while, but then consciously say, yes, this does not resonate with me. So, yes, it's beautiful where everything is moving towards.
Yeah, so we really do have to be in tune and just know. And then not make a decision right away. You know, listening earlier, how you said it took you a few hours or a few days for it to resonate. Mm-hmm. And just really be led and not be in a rush. You know, there is no rush. There's no rush when it comes to love and relationships. So thank you for sharing that. Are there any last words that you want to share? Anything else you want to share with the audience?
Well, there is something that I would like to share, and it's about my vision, about what kind of world I'm creating. So it's also to inspire and plant seeds for everybody who's listening. A lot of people ask, what's your purpose or what's your mission? You know, what is it that you came here to do? And again, it doesn't matter what it is as long as it aligns with our soul. So the world that I'm creating is a world where Everybody is living with passion and purpose. Everybody mm-hmm. feels safe to express themselves in the moment as things come up mm-hmm. and then return to love, return to peace, mm-hmm. return to joy. And everybody is playing and having fun. They remember it's safe to play, and they feel safe playing. And as you were introducing me, part of what you mentioned was that when I was going through a big part of my healing process, I didn't have anybody in the physical world to guide me or even tell me what mm-hmm. was going on. I was basically an angry person who said, God, I told you I would find 10,000 people. I'm being I was doing my very best. But what I realized was I couldn't find a single soul in peace until I reached that place myself. And when I finally reached that place of inner peace myself, that's mm-hmm. when I was able to assist and guide others. And I told God, wow. God, I don't ever want another person on this planet, not another one of your children, will mm-hmm. return home after this lifetime and say, I didn't have any support. So through connecting with angels, masters, and other loved ones on the other side, we created mm-hmm. a system. And it's not so much me, but it's my soul's creation with other energies, that it's called bringing hope to humanity, where instead of somebody investing for every single session, every single healing session, mentoring session, somebody invests $18, American dollars, one time online into a company that is assisting people in shifting from poverty to prosperity consciousness. And every single week, we have two or more phone calls that anybody can be a part of from our group for that one-time $18 investment. We're offering daily energy healing sessions. And it's not just from one master, energy master. These are from multiple energy masters. So if you could imagine investing $80, $150 for one, let's say a Reiki healing session or some other healing modality, you're receiving this every single day from multiple people. And again, it's not about the money, but we're creating a global support group that is guiding people through all of their fears, all of their limiting beliefs at their own pace, so that they can shine their brightest and share their gifts with the world. And if somebody's looking for more information, they can reach me on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/Joshua Waitman, like you're lifting weights. And I'll be more than happy to share more about how we can assist them individually and as a group.
That is so beautiful, Joshua. Thank you for sharing that. Can you spell your name so that they know how to
yes.
spell it when they go to Facebook?
It's J-O-S-H-U-A, Joshua. The last name is W-E-I-G-H.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Thanks once again for being a guest on the show today, Joshua. It's been very enlightening and very, very warm and loving energy that came to you. So thank you so much.
Absolutely.
And thank you all. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to The Awakening with Christina Love. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Namaste.
Namaste.